Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, to take Wednesday. Doesn't have the same ring, does it? Okay, so I have to admit, I didn't put my phone on silent, and it started ringing in the middle of the podcast. I didn't know what to do. So this is to take Wednesday, and I am so excited to be with you. This is such a blessing that I'm able to read God's Word and that we have this technology in place. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6, and then verses 11 through 22 are a warning of judgment. I'm afraid we're going to get lots of warnings of judgment here in the first chapters of Isaiah, but we have to remember that there is hope coming because after the judgment, there is hope, and that hope is most clearly seen in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is prophesied throughout this book. Then we'll move over to the book of Acts and the coming of the Holy Spirit. As I read this in preparation, I just wanted the Spirit to fill us and to use us. And then we'll move over to the Psalms for our daily Psalms reading. This week, I'm reading in the New Living Translation. For the Lord has rejected his people, the descendants of Jacob, because they have filled their land with practices from the east and with sorcerers as the Philistines do. They have made alliances with pagans. And then going down to verse 11. Human pride will be brought down and human arrogance will be humbled. Only the Lord will be exalted on the day of judgment. For the Lord of heaven's armies has a day of reckoning. He will punish the proud and mighty and bring down everything that is exalted. He will cut down the tall cedars of Lebanon and all the mighty oaks of Bashan. He will level all the high mountains and all the lofty hills. He will break down every high tower and every fortified wall. He will destroy all the great trading ships and every magnificent vessel. Human pride will be humbled, and human arrogance will be brought down. Only the Lord will be exalted on that day of judgment. Idols will completely disappear. When the Lord rises to shake the earth, his enemies will crawl into holes in the ground. They will hide in caves in the rocks from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. On the day of judgment, they will abandon the gold and silver idols they made for themselves to worship. They will leave their gods to the rodents and bats while they crawl away into caverns and hide among the jagged rocks in the cliffs. They will try to escape the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty as he rises to shake the earth. Don't put your trust in mere humans. They are as frail as breath. What good are they? What word about the Lord came to mind as I was reading this passage? For me, it's almighty. God is striking down everything and everyone. He is all-powerful over everything. I also thought about cicadas for some reason. And when it said that those who are on the earth will crawl into holes in the ground. And I think that the cicadas are in the ground for like 20-something years, some of them. And when they come out, you remember the noises that they make? I imagine that as just like, wow, when they've been in the ground and then they come out and they see the majesty of the Lord on display in the earth, that may or may not connect. But for me today, it's just a good reminder that all of earth is a picture for us of God's glory and of his workings. And that ultimately, as it says in verse 17, human pride will be humbled. Human arrogance will be brought down. And so we want to pray, Lord, humble me gently today. Remind me that I am in you, and you, Christ, are enough. All right, let's move over to the book of Acts. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 13 of chapter 2, and this is when the Holy Spirit comes. Did you know that the day of Pentecost is actually not a Christian day necessarily? It is now, but it was a Jewish festival, and it was 50 days, I think, after the Passover when Jesus was crucified. And so this is the 50th day after Jesus is crucified, then also the 10th day after Jesus had, well, my math might be off, but the 7th to 10th day after Jesus was raised from the dead, because we have to account for the time between when he was crucified and when he was raised. Enough of that. Here we go. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own language being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the provinces of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there, amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk. That's all." Wow, it stuck out to me here that the people were speaking, yes, and they were speaking in languages that everyone could hear. And that is amazing. But what they were talking about is the wonderful things God has done. And we can speak that every day in the languages that we know. And yet sometimes we turn towards melancholy or towards not speaking a good word about the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, as I'm encouraging my own spirit today, to be a person who has an all-in kind of spirit, a positivity about what the Lord is doing in us and through us. And ultimately, an attention, a deep focus on the gospel that Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, is at work in us and around us. And it's by His power that we are saved. And for that, we give you great praise, O Lord of the universe. Now let's move over to the book of Psalms. We're in Psalm chapter 39, verses 4 through 6 today. "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. We are merely moving shadows, and all our busy rushing ends to nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am reminded that since our time is short, we should cherish the people and the gifts and the fellowship of the body of Christ in our lives today. As we cherish them, here are some ways that I think we can do that. We can treat others with tenderness and affection. I read yesterday that we needed 5 compliments to 1 negative comment in our lives because we don't believe the compliments about ourselves, but we hold tightly to the negative and the constructive sometimes, but criticism. And so I want to do a better job of building people up. Another way that we can look at this word cherish or to be reminded of our brief time is to cultivate intentionality with the time that we have. Thinking about how, Lord, can I use the days that you have given me? And then ultimately, cherishing means protecting and caring for lovingly. So, Lord, today, who is someone that's a widow or an orphan? Who is someone in school that needs an extra special touch or a friend? Who is someone that I see before me that needs you? Help me to see them with eyes of compassion and with love. And ultimately, Lord, help us to spend our time here valuing you, adoring you, revering you, and holding you dear. And so today, one person, I just encourage you to find one person and be intentional, learn about them and be curious about them and pray over them. I'm going to be reading a prayer from, let's see, it's called Common Worship, Mornings and Evenings, and this is from the Church of England. They have a cycle of intercession. So every day on page 143 of this book, they give you certain genres or groupings of things to be praying for on certain days. And then they have a prayer that is suitable for morning prayer as well. I'm going to start with that, and then I'll pray over the Wednesday intercessions. Will you pray with me? Lord, we pray today that this day may be holy, good, and joyful, that we may offer to you our worship and our work, that we may strive for the well-being of all creation, that in the pleasures and pains of life, we may know the love of Christ and be thankful, that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. And now let us offer up prayers in silence for those in our midst. Lord, we pray for those who work in industries that work with the public. Thank you, Lord, for the reminders that you have called us to be light and love. We ask your blessings over those who work in the criminal justice system and for victims and perpetrators of crime. We lift to you the work of aid agencies throughout the world. We pray for those who are in need even now of food, medical care, and ultimately cessation of wars. And we pray for those living in poverty and under oppression. And now join me in praying with the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.